and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Patel Integrated Q3 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by PhillipCapital. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Good evening and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you all for being on the call of Patel Integrated Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for a question-and-answer session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Pogla, Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Paul Raj, Company Secretary. Before we start with the question-and-answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Pogla for opening comment. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram and his team, for arranging this call. A very warm welcome to all who have taken time from their busy schedule to make it convenient to attend the call. I thank all of you. Let me first give the financial numbers, some highlights of the financial numbers, and then I will go into some operational things also and the budget announcement which happened in the very last week only. That is the way I will explain the thing. So let me first give the financial numbers. Our gross operational income in this quarter is 105.88 crore compared to 99.38 crore in the immediate last quarter. So quarter on quarter, there is an increase of 6.54%. Quarter on quarter increase in the gross operational income, including GST, of 6.54%. And in the same quarter of the last year, gross operational income was 90.63 crore. And year-on-year increase is of 16.83%. That means almost 17% increase on year-on-year on gross operational income. Going by the nine-month figure of cumulative nine-month figure, we have a gross operational income, including GST, is of 302 crore and 16 lakh against 9 months of the last year of 241 crore 54 lakh. Again, this nine months, 302 crore 16 lakh we have achieved against the last year of 241 crore 54 lakh, giving us increase in a nine-month to nine-month of 25%. And accordingly, the EBITDA, we are getting EBITDA of quarter-to-quarter. Let me first explain. This quarter, we have achieved the EBITDA of 2.35 crore against last quarter or immediate last quarter of EBITDA of 2.19 crore, giving us the increase in EBITDA of 7%. EBITDA in the last quarter of the same quarter of the last year was 2.07 crore, Hence, in this quarter, we have year-on-year increase in the EBITDA, quarterly increase of EBITDA of 13.54%. Similar 9-month figure of EBITDA of the last current year is 6 crore 68 lakh. Again, the 9 month of the last year of 6 crore 32 lakh, giving us an increase of the 5.75%. This year 9 month cumulative EBITDA is 6 crore 68 lakh. Now coming further to the profit after tax, we have in this quarter, from October to December quarter, where we have published the results today only. We have a PAT, profit after tax, of 2 crore 17 lakh compared to immediate quarter of this year only, July to September, of 2 crore 3 lakh, giving us quarter on quarter increase in EBITDA of 7.30%. We have in the same quarter of the last year profit after tax of 1 crore 49. And in year on year increase in the PAT, quarterly PAT increase is 46%, I repeat. 9 month cumulative profit after tax is 5 crore 74 lakh. Against 9 months of the last year of 3 crore 87, giving a profit after tax increase of 48% increase in the PAT of 9 month year on year. Accordingly, our earning per share EPS increased by our EPS for this quarter is the 33 paisa per share. Again, last quarter of this year was 31 paisa, giving us increase in EPS of 6.45%. We have a EPS in the same quarter of the last year was 23 paisa, giving us increase in the EPS of 43.48%. Increase in the EPS on year on year quarterly basis is 43%. Accordingly, 9 month EPS in this financial year, we have 86 paisa per share, compared to the last 9 month of the last year, we have a 60 paisa, giving us increase in EPS of 43.33%. These are the financial numbers which give us increase in quarter to quarter, also in year to year. Now let me come to the some operational things which we done in the last few months. First of all, we are a company which want to play very prudent and conservative, although not ignoring the growth mindset. Hence, as a part of risk control measure, we have implemented in our company the system for debtor outstanding control. What I mean by that, now there will be no manual intervention. If any debtor is going beyond the credit period approved as per the contract, his or her account will be get blocked. And only after getting the money or as a after the very senior management intervention, this account will get unblocked. So it will definitely in a very it is a game changing approach for us to control the debtors outstanding, because we don't want debtors outstanding to increase for achieving the turnover. And it will ensure all round discipline in our all the more than 100 locations all over India to ensure financial discipline as well as look for the new customer, and not that we depend on some few customers and continue to do the activity. We are a proactive company and we want to take a proactive approach always. As I was mentioning last time, we have launched a mobile app. We have launched a mobile app in the name of Freight Bill. This mobile app got stabilized in this quarter now. And now, as a part of that, virtually now all bookings are done through the mobile app only. And there is no manual booking. Hardly very, very few, which will also get reduced as the time progresses. The 99% things are happening in the system only. This will also help in preventing any leakages. This will also help in preventing any leakages. And as a part of digitalization measure, we want to be in the forefront. So in our industry, I think probably we are the one of the them. One of the first company which implemented this measure. Correct. Now, however, after implementing all this also, we, as you can see, we are in the increasing in the turnover also happening, our profits are also happening. So it's not that we, for the sake of control, we are forgetting the growth only. We are fully aware of the growth of the business. Let me, before going further, let me give you some more operational data about the load, what the load we achieve in this, load I mean volume in our business, how much load we achieve in this quarter compared to the last quarter and last year. We have a two type of business. One is that we call ourselves as a domestic business, and another is international. Just to explain somebody who joined first time in our con call, although I may have explained in earlier con call also, domestic means the goods movement within the India. And international here, we mean by that the goods move out of the country. So in the domestic, we have a load or the volume of this quarter of 12,784. Okay, and international we have a 2,165 tonnage in this quarter against at last quarter of 1,939, giving us the total tonnage of 14,376 against the last immediate last quarter of 14,724. This small dip in the volume, if you can see, because of the seasonal impact. Because the 9 month figure, if I go by 9 month figure, there is a overall increase in the volume also. I will come back to the 9 month figure. 9 month figure in the load volume is 37,611 tonnage in 9 month against the earlier 9 months of 36,983 in the domestic front. In the international front, pardon me, my throat is not going well, so I may not be able to. If it, anything clarification required, I will request you to, you can ask me anytime if anything not clear to you. International load, we have for the 9 month 6,023 compared to earlier 9 month of 4,970. Hence, on domestic plus international cumulative, we have 43,635 for 9 month ended 31st December 2024. So we have achieved a volume of 43,635 compared to 9 month earlier 9 month of 41,953. Okay, so we have a increase in the volume also of from 41,953 to 43,635. Yeah. Now let me apart from the numbers, let me now talk about something else also, not to bore you with number, dry number only. As we all know that government has announced the budget in the as early as on the 1st February 2025. Our Honorable Finance Minister has also mentioned that 120 new locations will be connected by air. This will be definitely have a huge positive impact for on our operation, as we are a pan India company. And wherever the cargo facilitating in the airport will be there, by default we will also be there. It will definitely increase our network and our operation, our scale of operations, and overall definitely all this will lead to the increase in our revenue and as well as load, because if everything increase, because we are a major player in our area of operations, and if any network increase there, we will also get benefited. We already have more than 100 locations, and if 120 more are getting added up, it will definitely, as you can see by number, it will give a huge positive impact to our thing. Further, continuing with the union budget, as we all know, shipping industry has been already given a infrastructure asset in this budget. We are very much confident that similar will be given for the aviation sector also. Aviation sector is also one of the now pillar of infrastructure, and government is very bullish about the aviation. They are coming out with new airport in the Bihar, as we know, announcement was there. We also in our location where we are sitting now, Navi Mumbai International Airport is coming up. This will definitely increase the overall movement of goods through air in the Maharashtra, and we are definitely will be getting our share of pie. And being a established player and being a very old player in our area of operation, it is expected that we will also get benefited by this. Further, in one of the fourth budget interview, our Honorable Union Finance Minister mentioned in one of the fourth budget interview that Union Government is okay to bring aviation turbine fuel, ATF, under GST. Why is it significant? Because aviation turbine fuel, as we know, it is very major cost component of the aircraft operation. Around 30 to 40% of the cost of operation is on ATF, and if it come under GST, then definitely the cost of operation come of the aircraft come down, bringing the overall efficiency in the aviation sector and improve the profitability of the all people. However, the caveat was he mentioned that the state government, who are also member of GST council, also have to agree for bringing the GST under the bringing the ATF under GST, and which we think that all state government, all people in the country now want the growth. So sooner or later, ATF will also come under GST, and we are expecting that will give the further benefit to the growing hyper growth aviation sector. As we are thankful to the Union Finance Minister that they have reduced the income tax rate for all people. This will definitely lead to the increase in consumption and higher disposable income in the hands of the people. With higher disposable income, there will be more increase in consumption or the travel requirement or the saving. With this will give the further benefit to the economy, and as the consumption increases, there will be more movements of the goods. If there is a more movement of goods like electronic goods or something else, which will move by air also, so there is more movement of goods through the air, and we being a pan India company, we are very very confident that we will also get benefited by this. So we have a very positive outlook for this, for our as well as our company and for this aviation sector. And another positive thing which I want to share with you all concerned, that we had a demand of GST of 33 crore, which I am happy to say has been dropped as early as yesterday on the 5th February 2025, completely dropped. This will now help us in focusing our energy and our capital for investing in the warehouse or whichever or whatever other areas where return on capital will be higher. This will help us in not only depend on the air freight business, it will also cushion ourselves from the only depending on the air freight business. We are very actively considering, we will definitely have a air freight business, but we want to increase our new vertical also, so that there will be a growth from both the verticals. As I was earlier mentioning that we have a properties are there, which yes, there is in this quarter also the development happened. Only the, as I could not talk much because final dotted agreement it has to be signed, but this type of thing take the time. But when it happens, it will happen definitely in a very good way. Discussions are in advanced stage. We are actively pursuing how to monetize our non-core assets, and I hope in very soon I will be able to give you some good news on this account also. Things are looking at the economy growing and as a favorable Union budget. We all are expecting that things will be looking in a very, very positive way. For the realty, we, as we know, we also have a very sizable realty. So for in this budget, realty also given a benefit only, positive for the realty. Overall, this is also beneficial for us. By this, I conclude my observation. Very happy to clarify anything which I missed out.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Majid Ahamed from TradeWalk Research. Please go ahead. Mr. Majid, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with the question. Sir, you're not audible. I would request you to please use your handset. Sir, I would request you to speak a little louder.
Yes. I hope I'm audible. Greetings to the management. I think it's been a very good quarter. So my first question that I have is, so you were saying that you are looking to invest in high ROC businesses. So which segment are you looking to invest? I think it's quite muffled. Can you repeat it again? Where are you going to and what is your target IRR?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not clear. We can't hear you.
Just to me.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Please continue. No, sir. We can't hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the connection of the current participant. We will move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Ankur Savaria, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My first question is that even though our revenue is increasing, how come our operating margin is not increasing? It is going down. It was about 5% at one point of time, and now it has reduced to about 2.5%.
Yeah, we are aware of that one. If more happen, as you can see that there are two products made. One is the domestic, one is the international. International, although money come very fast, but margins are lower. And so we are aware of that one. So we are now thinking of changing our product mix further again to focusing more on the domestic so that our product margin can improve. Yes, I agree with your point. Thank you for your observation is correct. Very good. That's correct.
My second question is, sir, even though some of the promoters have sold their shares in this quarter, how come the promoter share has increased? And this is something I'm not able to understand, that during the quarter, shareholding of the promoter is showing as more than last quarter, but the promoter has sold during this quarter.
Yeah. Between October to December, we have a right issue where promoter has subscribed more than their quota. Okay.
Okay.
For that reason, they have got a holding and then they have sold some share, but definitely the subscription was much, much higher. As a result, it net, they have increased their holding.
So why is the promoter selling again and again, sir, for last 2-3 quarters?
Look, there was some selling, I agree with you, I'm not denying your point. But there was some, at the same time, if you see, promoter have infused more money than they sold, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And there was some personal requirement of the promoter was there. For that, they sold some share. I agree with you. But at the same time, I'm not expecting now, but I will not be able to comment much on that one. But my expectation now that there will be not much further will be there.
So what do you foresee, sir, in the next 2-3 years? Where do you foresee the company to go, sir?
Company to grow. Nothing else.
Yeah. Okay.
I have the same vision like you. To grow the company.
Sir, even we are hoping for the same, that the company grows. The only thing that... So what I see is that, again, I am repeating myself. For last quarter, I said the same thing. that we know value-wise the company is far more valuable than the market cap as of now.
We all know.
The market always give value to the company that is growing. So value-wise we are okay, but growth-wise we are not okay. So as a shareholder, what we envision is that the company grows far more, so that the shareholder also gets something out of the share price or the dividend. But dividend is too less. That is why we want that the share price should reflect in the value of the company.
Yeah. Look, you are fully correct. What is in our share price, not fully in our control, as you know also. Now all the small cap, nano cap, whatever maybe you can talk about, all have their share of the brunt. But what we in our control is the company. To grow the company, to take the whatever the non-core asset, how to monetize. That is in our hand. Which we are, yes, I told last quarter also. This quarter also further movement happened. But till the agreement gets signed, it's difficult for me to tell anything to you guys. But yes, I can assure you, we are working on that direction only.
Thanks a lot for answering my question, sir. And best of luck for the future.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Before I ask my question, I think the earlier participant was trying to ask a question. His question was, since we are focusing on high ROC business as well as the new business opportunities, question was regarding which could be the new business areas we can focus going forward.
Yeah, correct. What the objective is that, Vikram, what I mean by that, we are right now more or less partly in the, more or less majorly in the B2B. Okay. We will be going by our logistic sector or the warehouse only. I'm not telling about the something we will go by unrelated sector. But there also we will go more into the B2C, into the B2B, where definitely margins are higher. That I mean by that.
Okay. And how is the development of this Pune location, and if you can give some further update on that?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Very upfront with you. And as I was mentioning that we unfortunately got in the middle of the roadblock of GST. That roadblock got removed yesterday only. Okay. Now we have a, now we can, that capital which we have, because regulatory compliance was supreme. Now that capital got free, now we can again actively look into that our Pune thing.
Okay, understood. And in terms of, obviously, we have grown on 9 months, but you rightly said that the QOQ domestic was a seasonal impact. But is it also seasonal, apart from seasonal competition impact? Because somehow we see overall volume growth is not that high. So is it like an industry phenomena or is it a competition? And also there is a bit amount of margin pressure. So if you can talk about some competitive intensity and how we are able to grow market share going forward, or what kind of growth rate we can look in terms of volume.
Yes, we have a 9-month to 9-month growth in the volume, definitely. Quarter to quarter, there is a small blip there. Okay. But at the same time, I can assure you that, yes, we are also a more or less mirror of the economy also. As we were all seeing that the economy was a little slow down, which has been now, has been corrected also by our by the budget also, momentum and everything in pick up. So we have not lost our market share, just to tell you frankly. Because the things are there, we are very focused on our market share and all this one. And as the location get improved and things get improved, number of location get increased and consumption get increased, this volume will come back again, definitely. And we are expecting the growth in the volume only.
Okay, got it. But is there any way we can increase the market share and really do much better growth rate and demonstrate that in volume going ahead? Obviously, everyone will have expectation of growth, but how we can bring it into reality? Is there any way we can work in terms of market share gain or some strategy?
Yeah, for definitely, yes, we are internally also discussing. Look, we have, just to tell you right now, also double-digit market share in our area of operation. Okay, so it's not that we have a major share of market share, but double-digit in the industry, which is very competitive industry, and we are have a double-digit market share, is also not something a very, has to be looked in, has to be considered also. That the reason, one thing is that we are expecting the overall pie will increase. Another thing which we are doing, as I was mentioning you, we want to, apart from the turnover, we are also looking into how to increase our margin. As just now your previous speakers also talk about the margin, no? And we are very much focusing on the margin, how to increase the margin. And load will come, Vikram, load is not a challenge, but to pick up which load, it sometimes become a challenge, because in the market, what will happen, this type of industry, everybody can, is willing to give you load in a credit period, high credit period, everybody will give you load. But we don't want to take that one. We want to be also the prudent enough to choose which one to do and which one not to do, because we are looking for a long-term sustainable growth and not a shortcut measure. So definitely the things are looking good. And we are in that direction only. That's why we are also, apart from the B2B, we are looking into B2C also.
Got it. And last from my side, in terms of margin improvement, we do understand that as economy picks up, volume pick up, margins will improve. But is there any possibility for further cost optimization or efficiency gain to improve margin, or it will be more based on the volume growth going forward?
No. About the cost optimization and working capital management, as I was mentioning in my remarks, we have implemented the software to make the financial discipline all over India. Because we know customer will, sorry, not at the cost of arrogance, we are just humbly telling customer will come to us, but sometimes they delay in payment and all this one, which will block our working capital, which further, because we are not taking any new loan, as you know, we are a net debt-free company now. So we are also in the focus of collecting our money faster, so we can churn our money faster and increase the thing business.
Got it. And what would be your cash balance?
Cash balance right now, if I go by my cash flow, statutory cash flow, net after loan and everything, 8 crore rupees is there, already there, apart from the some liquid investment and all this one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the next question will be from the line of Majid Ahmed from TradeWalk Research. Please go ahead.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Now you're clear.
Yes. So my first question is, in this current quarter, there has been a classification of a loss of 45 lakhs. Can you specify what is it?
Sorry, sir. Could not get you.
So for this quarter which you have reported, there has been a one-off of 45 lakh rupees. I just wanted to know what is it like. What is it, 45 lakh rupees?
Where are you seeing in the results, you
know? The results, yes. For this quarter.
For this quarter. Sir, 40, yeah, correct. This is actually basically accounting adjustment, what I'm telling. It is a gratuity and leave encashment. Hello, gratuity and leave encashment provision which are long-term. We always come below the line, we call it. The 45 lakh is basically the that one only. And we have certain investment also, blue chip company, which mark to market we have to do as per the regulation. But there is a temporary mark to market loss.
Okay. So my second question is that, sir, you're looking for growth and looking for margin expansion. But for us as investors, we need to have a good hindsight of understanding is about what could be the range about the revenue growth and what's the possibility of margin expansion. Can you quantify numbers or give a range so that it will be much easier for us to understand?
As one of your speakers only talk about that, we have right now the PAT margin of 2.5%, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We are gradually want to increase, definitely over a period of time, not in a one month or 2 months or 1 quarter or 2 quarters, double it, definitely double it.
Okay, to double it. So what's the revenue growth? The revenue growth guidance, can you?
The revenue growth, it will be happening also. But to be honest with you, we already got the revenue growth this year, 9 months to 9 months, 25%. Okay. So revenue growth is not a... Arthur?
Will it be maintained? Is it 25%? Will it be maintained in the coming years? Or will it be more?
Yeah, we will all try to maintain it. But to be honest with you, it will come by own. But we are not very much concerned about the revenue growth. It will come, sir. We are more concerned about the margin expansion now. Because ultimately, we are not a startup company which will burn the cash. We want to make the money.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I once again thank you all of you who have asked the question or who have heard the call for taking out their time to hear the call. Most of the points I already spoke about in my opening remarks. I can only tell you that we have noted your concern and we are very much aware. Management is totally professionally managed, and every staff of the company is very much dedicated to the growth of the company. And we assure you that things will improve only from now on. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.